talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's some bad history being made in Wisconsin right now, not surprisingly by the Republican Party, the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature. Here's what they've done. The Senate Republicans have now subpoenaed Madison's election official. That's right, your election officials, if you're listening in the Madison area, for materials related to the election in November that they were not permitted to physically touch. They could look at, and they were offered copies. Here's the background of the dispute, and here is the resolution that should occur. Remember that Voss, up until the Republican convention late last spring, had tried to resist the urge nationally to have cyber ninja audits, the undermine our democracy crowd. And suddenly Trump called him out. Donald Trump mentioned him by name, said that basically he was a traitor to the cause, blah, 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 and he was feeling heat. And a guy named Chris Kapenga, president of the Senate, sent a subservient message to Trump saying that that compared to Trump's sword, his press access was a mere bobby pin. I mean, it was very, and that he wore Trump socks with Trump's picture on them. And, you know, it was disgusting. It was really, truly disgusting, the whole thing. In any event, Voss chickened out. Voss appointed Gableman almost the next day. Said it was going to be a taxpayer expense, but Gableman was only going to get 44 grand for officers, retired officers, $9,000 piece. They were hired as the guerrillas to go around the state and intimidate poll workers. He thought he could get away with that. But he couldn't get away with that because the Trump train kept attacking him. And then he upped the money, your money, taxpayer money, to almost 700 grand, 670, 80 grand. To do what? Give Gableman 11 grand a month for life or what? That's what he's getting, 11 grand a month, not bad. Sits in an office in Brookfield, rented at your expense to contemplate his navel. That's what he does. He's not doing much else. And he can hire as many people as he wants. And he can hire computer consultants. And he can hire consultants and advisors. And he does not have to say who they are or how much he's paying them. And they say to Voss, well, you're getting invoices, aren't you? Yeah, but I don't read them. Oh, really? Yeah, but I don't read them. There's the illegitimate speaker of a gerrymandered assembly. Yeah, but I don't read the invoices. Not surprising, the Republican Party, the ones that promised the Chinese company Foxconn a little over $4 billion to build something that never got built, spent $1 billion clearing the land and getting it ready. Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, Racine County. Mount Pleasant and Racine are on the hook for almost $1 billion in debt. They can't pay that. We're going to pay that. You taxpayers are paying that. They turned down $1 billion in Medicaid money and $1 billion in train money. Disco Walker could say that he was a conservative. It's very sad. But what's going on now is there's an unlimited budget for this thing. When they used lawyers at your expense to gerrymander, yes, they did 10 years ago, about $3.5 million. This time they're doing that again for gerrymandering. It's in the Supreme Court right now to see if they can do it. When they are permitted to do it like they were 10 years ago, you're going to be soaked at least 3.5. You don't think there's been inflation since the last 10 years? And then how about this thing with Gableman? Well, what happened was Madison responded really well. Madison's city clerk, Mary Beth Witzel Beal, said to them, look, our guidance from the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, is we don't just turn over election materials to people outside the chain of professionals who handle these kinds of things. If we turn over voting machines, we're going to have to scrap them like they did in Maricopa County, Arizona, which is Phoenix. Spend millions of dollars to buy new ones. Because basically what they're saying is, we don't trust you guys. We don't know what Gabe was going to do. He's not smart enough to know how to jimmy an election machine for future elections, but there are plenty of people he could hire who will. We don't trust you. They didn't trust anybody down in the Cyber Ninja audit. And so we're not giving you the voting machines. We're not giving you original ballots. We don't know if you'd lose them or change them. We don't trust you. You're as crooked as a dog's hind leg. So what you can do is, you can come in and we'll lay them on a desk behind plexiglass, and you can look at them and take all the notes you want, but you're not touching them. You're not going to change ballots. And if you want copies, it'll be expensive. We're going to bill you for them, i.e. taxpayers are going to pay for it. We'll give you copies of everything. You know what Gableman did? Nothing. He did nothing. He didn't even go look at him or have anybody look at him, any of his guerrillas look at him, any of his experts, to see if there was even a ghost of a problem. And he didn't ask for copies. He didn't ask for copies and say, okay, I'll take the copies, but in the meantime, I won't pay for them, and okay, you litigate it, blah, blah, blah. No, he didn't do any of that. What he did was, went back to the gerrymandered Republicans, and they have now subpoenaed the election officials for those materials. The subpoena is going to require Mary Beth Witzel Beal, I don't know, maybe other clerks, to show up with these materials so they can be confiscated by these gerrymandered legislators. I don't trust those legislators. I don't trust their honesty. They are bad people. You must understand that. They are bad people. One of the things that has puzzled me throughout this is how easily a country can give up its democracy. How easily it can simply subordinate itself in dog-like fashion to authoritarians. We saw a little of that in Germany after the Second World War, but at least there was an historical basis. Adolf Hitler, a monster and a genocidal maniac, had committed suicide, and the Russians came through Berlin, and they just raped every woman they could get their hands on. And then after they were satisfied, because of what the Germans had done in the siege of Leningrad, and the invasion, trying to get to Moscow, when that was all over, they established Stasi control. The East Germans, and these were ethnic Germans. These were German men and women, mostly men, who subordinated themselves to the Russians, ratted on each other, ratted on their families, and immediately turned their country over to Russia. Why did they do that? Partly because they may have figured historically they had no choice, but they liked authoritarianism. In this country, you know, Hannah Arendt wrote some books, a great philosopher, and she coined the term the banality of evil. When she looked at Adolf Eichmann at the trial in Israel in the early 60s, when they captured him in Argentina and brought him there for trial and executed him, she said what struck her most was the banality of evil. You expect some monstrous historical figure with medals on his chest? No. Evil comes into a democracy through Gableman. Evil comes into a democracy through Voss. Evil comes into a democracy through Walker. Evil comes into a democracy with Clayfish. And you're like, come on, these are ciphers. These are just people that they're nothing. That's true, but it's the banality of evil. And the banality of evil is the destruction of our democracy. Now, where the hell is Merrick Garland? All right. Your DOJ is giving advice, as you should have, to Mary Beth Witzel Beal and other clerks. And where's the muscle? The gerrymandered Republicans hired muscle. The muscle was Gableman. And then he hired guerrillas. They are starting to cast doubt in our elections, and it is false. It is false. So Garland, how about getting out here and starting a federal lawsuit that's beyond state elected judges' control and say that our directive is that for 23 months, which is going to be September or October of 2022, nobody can touch these ballots. Not Cyber Ninja and not a gerrymandered state legislature. It is adequate to show them copies or let them look at them under plexiglass. They want to take them to corrupt them. Can you understand that? This isn't Belarus. This isn't Russia. This isn't Asia or Africa or the Middle East. This is America. And in the meantime, she should stand tall. And then, if Merrick Garland won't do it, our attorney general should do it. Go in and stop it. Instead of the silence, the oppressive silence from our side. Get in and do something about it. What are you going to have Mary Beth Witzel bail thrown in Dane County Jail by Gableman? We are not the Stasi. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.